Cape Talk, the health feature.
At 8 minutes to 7 o'clock, it is a constitutional right in South Africa for South Africans to go and demand for an abortion to be performed on them should they choose to, and they are of the right age. My understanding is that as young as 12 years old, actually, you can present yourself to a public health facility, demand one, and one will be conducted without you needing consent from your parent. However, we have nurses and doctors who, on the one hand, sometimes will refuse to do the abortion on the basis of their conscience, which, quite frankly, I understand, but I think is unacceptable. Just as we've seen an amendment to the legislation that enacts civil unions, if you are an employee of Home Affairs Department and there are two same-gender couples, rather a couple that is made up of same-gender people who want to have a marriage officiated, you will be obligated to do so. I think the same should be extended to nurses and doctors, particularly when there is no one else in that facility who can actually provide that service. But that's another conversation. We are seeing, though, high numbers of people resorting to backyard abortions, which places themselves in danger. And unfortunately, people carrying a child to term and then abandoning them the moment that they are born. I thought we'd invite Dr. Shamila Suleman, who is a regional clinic executive for Murray Stopes in Cape Town, to talk to some of these issues. Dr. Suleman, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa.
Is government doing enough, do you think, to address the issue of illegal abortion activities in this country?
I think that it's a very hot topic at the moment for us, certainly. I can't actually speak for government at this point, but definitely there is a big drive to move to combat the provision of illegal services, what we call these lamppost doctors. I'm sure you've seen all the little posters and ads on lampposts, on walls, particularly in high traffic areas and in townships, and also around colleges and universities where they advertise what they call safe abortion. But in reality, these people who are advertising the services are mostly not medically trained, and also if they are, they're not accredited, and there's no controls in place for the type of service that they are providing. And women around the country are not aware of this and are very vulnerable, and this is part of the problem.
Because not only are they placing their lives in danger often when they expose themselves to these illegal abortion procedures, but they're potentially damaging their reproductive health, which means they may never be able to give birth to any child in the future.
That is a potential risk, yes. However, I think the days of what we traditionally think of backstreet abortions with, you know, visuals of coat hangers and all sorts of things are kept past. I think the providers who are advertising these illegal services, they've evolved as well. There are some, there are some very crafty people out there. They've also evolved in terms of their advertising, and they've got online websites where they advertise as well. But definitely, it does put the woman at risk because, as I said, you don't know what you're getting. They don't necessarily check to see the gestational age, and obviously, the higher the gestational age, the more dangerous it is to do a termination of pregnancy service. And that is why the law stipulates that there's a very specific cutoff for termination of pregnancy services.
Which I imagine then places quite a bit of pressure on not only organizations such as yourself, but sending the Department of Health in improving awareness around, one, a legal right, a constitutional right to have an abortion, and what circumstances those are in, but also more importantly, the services that your organizations and public health facilities serve around this.
Yes, well, it is an important for women to know their rights, and to know that it is a human right for them to have access to safe sexual and reproductive health. And termination of pregnancy services falls under the basket of care when we speak about sexual and reproductive health. and contraception is involved in that as well, amongst other things. Obviously, attitudes towards the specifically the abortion service is also something that we need to look at. People are still, in some areas, under the misconception that it's illegal, and as I said, that they sort of get the traditional mental picture of the coat hanger, but it's really not like that at all at this point in time. As medicine has evolved, and this is part of the medical process.
I imagine there's somebody listening to us right now disgusted at the fact that we're having this conversation on a Saturday morning on Cape Talk. How do we get over the stigma? How do we not necessarily make this a normal course of conversation in a South African household, but when the opportunity presents that there is a conducive environment to have the conversation and therefore take the necessary steps that are going to be legal and safe for the prospective mother?
Well, as I've mentioned, ignorance that it's an illegal service is part of the problem. And the more information that we can disseminate to women and girls on how they can access safe services, which are legal, the better. And we at MyStubs, we are implementing what we call the knowledge evolution on sexual and reproductive health. And we utilize various platforms and channels to get the information out into the market, because we believe it's critical to engage the public so that we can have these dialogues. And that will help to reduce the stigma and will give women safe access to these services.
And of course, one can go to maristopes.org.za for more details. Thank you very much to Dr. Shamila Suleman, Regional Clinic Executive for Maristopes in Cape Town. It's a very important conversation, and it's a conversation that I hope and wish that in South Africa, it will lose the status of stigma that it comes with. When a girl is pregnant, and often it's very young girls, is pregnant, and they make the decision to have an abortion, it should be all right. And not only their family, preferably, but certainly society and South Africa and government needs to support that girl child in the decision that they have made. And they should not have to resort to unsavory practices in order for them to rid themselves of that child by going to an illegal clinic or by going carrying the child to term and then abandoning the child, as unfortunately has been reported so many times. After the news, we speak to Professor James Grant, criminal law specialist, about what can happen following the Zondo Commission of Inquiry that really is uncovering unbelievable information to the levels of state capture that we have experienced in South Africa. It's 7 o'clock.